Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. So yesterday, I told you, Biggie, that Chris Dim offered to give me a ride to the gym when this program was over. I asked for it.
Well, I was going to wait and ask about an update on things.
Yeah, okay. The backstory is the air conditioning on my Honda Odyssey had been out now three times, trying to get it fixed three times. It's baffling. It's baffling. Now, it is working now. I'll just say that. Okay.
That's often the case, though. It works shortly after it leaves the shop.
This last time around, it worked about 3 weeks. Then I had to go back to the shop. And the guys are baffled by what keeps happening to this industry.
You're writing big three-figure, four-figure checks each time?
Well, yesterday free. Because last time they did so much work. They replaced condenser and they did all this work. And I thought it was going to be fixed. And to his credit, the mechanic who fixed it checked in with me a couple of times, said, "Is it still working? Everything okay?" And it was until a couple of days ago when I had to call him and say it's not anymore.
Was it out of Freon again?
No, only a small loss of Freon. They can't find any leaks, but he agreed it's running hot.
Well, so that's weird.
They topped it off and did a few things, and it is working for now. But because of that, see, the mechanic came here, which was really nice of him also, and picked the car up, the van up, during the morning show. And I had texted Chris Dim to say, "Can you give me a ride to the gym at noon?" And then my daughter was going to pick me up from there and take me to get the vehicle, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yesterday, 11:30, I say to Chris Dim, "All right, let's go. Let me tell you." He goes, "First of all, let me start my car here remotely."
It's kind of a hot day.
On this thing. Jeez. So you can start it up from right here in the office.
Oh, it's like bringing, if you'll remember, the movie from the 90s starring Jodie Foster, Nell.
And Chris Kelly is Nell?
I'm Nell. You're like Nell.
Raised in the woods?
Nell was a woman who was raised in the woods. She didn't speak. She only could make kind of guttural noises.
That's right.
And she kind of developed her own language. Mm. But she had never been to the real world. And that's how you are with cars. You're Nell.
I could not believe this. So I got out there to the vehicle and opened her up and sat. And as soon as I sat down, I thought, what in the world is this? I mean, the new car smell.
It was cool as you got into the car.
As I got into already running. Mm-hmm. The flat screen that is the radio and the air conditioning and all that. I said, where's the knobs? No knobs.
Did he have to swat your hand as you kept trying to touch things like Nell?
Yeah.
What is this?
The radio.
Stop.
I was just like, woo. I mean, you talk about seeing the future. And I said, I can't believe this. Now, he showed me a few features on that thing. I said, this just can't be. It just cannot be.
Yeah.
So you'd think this would be uneventful. You know, it's a 10-minute drive to the gym. It. You drop me out. That's it, right? So he does. He drops me out. I say, thank you. I'm agape at the vehicle. In fact, I got out. Some of the folks at the gym are like, ooh, look at this.
Is that your Uber?
Ooh, somebody's got a new sugar daddy.
Look at this.
Now, there was one incident in the trip that kind of baffled us, but we didn't think anything of it.
Right. Shortly after we got into the car, as we're backing out of the parking lot here, we hear like a clunk sound. And I said, what was that? He, of course, I don't know. I looked around a little bit. We both did. Okay. Just chalked it up to who knows. So really? Okay.
You didn't run over Barry, did you?
I don't think so.
But I haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
No, I haven't either.
We cannot really understand. There was just that noise. So as soon as Chris Dim let me out, I go inside. Now, I made sure I packed all the things I needed, my own keys, my little gate clicker to get in here, everything I needed. I had packed my wallet, all change of clothes. My daughter won't let me in her car, and she was picking me up from the gym until I shower because I'm all sweaty after. So I had a change of clothes and a towel and soap and all that. So I went in, I put all everything away in my little cubby. They give me a cubby there at the gym.
Okay. Just like in kindergarten.
I'm allowed. And so I want to text my daughter to tell her, be here at 1:15 and I'll be ready to go, just to remind her, uh-oh, where's my phone? Don't have my phone. So I say to the folks there at the gym, I have no phone and I have no vehicle.
Oh, we knew it.
I've been showering here for a month.
Yeah. When did she kick you out?
So,
all coming out now.
There is a Chipotle on the other side of the shopping center. I have been living in and around their dumpster.
I eat any of the things they throw out. I'll tell you, I'm sick of barbacoa.
And what is barbacoa? Let's be honest.
Right.
It's not a word.
That's right. I said, the lady who's the head coach there is Megan. I said, Megan, I have no phone. She goes, did you leave it in your car? I said, I have no car.
How did you?
I just said, may you please hand a phone to me so I may call my wife or daughter and update them on what's happening. So she hands me her cell phone. She says, use my cell phone. I said, okay. So I don't know my daughter's number. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course I don't
It's just
know.
In your phone as daughter.
Of course. I do know my wife's number. So I thank goodness. So I call my wife. I don't know why I did. Well, first of all, the lady, Megan, who gave me her phone, it's an Android. And so I didn't know how to get to the, I didn't know how to text. I was like, okay. But I saw where I could call. And I do remember her number. So I call her number. Well, of course, it goes instantly to voicemail. I'm sure she saw a strange
number. It says
number.
Unknown number. Yes. Or unknown caller,
you don't
right?
pick up, period.
So I say, sweet pea.
Help.
I don't have my car and I don't have my phone. Please send Catherine, my daughter, at 1:15 to pick me up. She's got to be here so she can drive me back to the radio station. I felt like I had left the radio station in our office by accident. While packing up. So I said, drive me back to the radio station so I can get the phone, and then she can drive me to the car dealership, to drive me to the mechanics to pick up the van. So I don't even know if that message has been received. That's all I have. And then I just feel like I have to hand the phone back over. So that's where we are. I do the workout. Now it's 1:15. I've showered. I'm in the parking lot. She's there, which was really nice. Okay.
Okay.
She got the message. She's there. And my wife, once I get into the car with my daughter, has told my daughter, your phone is not at the radio station. It is at a strange, unknown address to me that is likely Chris Dibbs. I said, that's what it is. Because she can track me. You know, she can track me on Life 360. So she
knows where the phone is, not you.
No, that's
the
right.
The phone.
She said, since 11:44 a.m., the phone has been silent and in one spot in a driveway in this neighborhood. And I was like, that's going to be Chris Dibbs. So I'm talking now on my daughter's phone to my wife. And she goes, okay, so have Catherine drop you off at the mechanics, get your van. She says, I'm going to text Chris Dibb and tell him to retrieve the phone from his vehicle. Because I told her that clunk might have been the phone falling out of my pocket.
Yeah, that was my first thought.
That's what it is. So it fell out of my pocket into Chris Dibb's vehicle.
Meanwhile, we're still sure it's not Barry that you ran over.
Well, I haven't talked to Barry. 90% sure.
Right,
it's
right.
Not Barry.
I don't think it's Barry that
hey,
I ran
before y'all go.
Ka-thunk.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I go. My daughter drops me out now into the parking lot. I said, you can go.
Your vehicle was back. The mechanic had dropped it off.
I got out. No, we were at the dealership. We were at the mechanic's garage. Because I called him, and he said, if you don't mind, just come by and pick it up. I'm up to my knees in work. And so,
but his van was abandoned here.
He said, I'll get that later. Just you come by and pick up your van. I said, okay. So we're at the mechanics. I get out. I say to the mechanic, I see him. I say, is it done? He goes, it's done. You're good. I tell my daughter, go about your business. Goodbye. Enjoy. I get to the van. I get in it. He says, okay. He explains the air conditioning. It's running. Okay. I start the car. I get to the edge of the parking lot, and I remember, I don't know where Chris Dibb lives.
That's what I was going to say. I knew that's where this was headed, was you don't have your phone.
And I don't know.
We work together, but we rarely visit each other, so there's no way.
It's true. It's true.
I do not know where he lives.
Did you just head towards the wealthy side of town? Start driving around the neighborhood. We know which one. Hey, where's Chris Dibb live?
I thought, let me just circle around a few times and hope. I thought I might catch him on his power walk out there, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
But I did not know. So I had to go. I had to get out of the van, go into the mechanic's office and say, can I use your landline phone? So I called.
It's a local call.
So I called my wife. This time she picked up, luckily. Because I'm sure it said it's coming from the mechanic's office. And I said, is there any way for you to get me Chris Dim's address?
And give me the directions because, again, no GPS.
I said, you're going to have to go on your directions and give them to me. So she starts to she goes, I have Chris Dim's address in my phone. She looks it up and she goes, all right, you're an 11-minute drive away. And then she said, are you writing this down? And I said, I have no paper. I have no
Remember, I just got a vehicle.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. And so I have to go and say to the people there, give me paper. If so, You realize how attached you are to your phone when you don't have it.
For everything now.
I know.
It's not, we all think of it still as just our phone,
mm-hmm.
calls, text messages, but it's so much more now. It's mm-hmm. everything.
It's just, it was so, if you have it, as soon as I got it back, and I, you know, Chris Dim, nice place, nice neighbor. And I, Chris Dim had told, he had, I guess, texted my wife, I won't see him personally. I'll leave it on the front porch. There's no more interaction.
No, there's no.
I'll leave it behind a planter.
I walked up to the front porch. There it was behind a planter in an envelope. I was like, okay, all right. Now.
A padded envelope.
It was very nice.
It took me 10 minutes to find the phone.
Because it had dropped off in the car.
I figured it was either under the seat or between the seat and the armrest. And I couldn't find it.
Yep.
I mean, so I had to get my powerful flashlight. And there it was.
Yep. Well. After all of that, I got the phone back. I texted him, thank you. I didn't see him. I leave.
Did you hear the text go off, though, so you knew he was right inside? Text him, thank you, wherever he is.
Yeah.
Ching! He's right on the other side of this damn door.
He won't say hey. So I get home, go about the whole rest of the day. Now I'm getting ready to go to bed, and I was going to send a picture of our new puppy to somebody. So I go to the photos on my phone, and there's a photograph of a note that says, you need to keep your phone in your doggy belt with a big frowny face. Wind up. That's a wind up.
I had to do something because I had your phone in my hand.
Oh, yes.
And you know, my thoughts were many. Mm. I was going to make a video. I was going to shoot a photograph. I was going to shoot my genitalia. But I figured, no, I'll go gentle.
Yes. He can do this. Now, this has been done to me before.
I love that.
So then later I was thinking, now, how did you get into the phone? Because isn't it password protected?
Remember, you can get to your...
It's your camera instantly.
Yeah, you can get to your flashlight and camera no matter what.
Flashlight and camera, just at the bottom.
Right there, yeah.
I don't know these things. Mm-hmm. I don't know those things.
You don't?
No, I had no idea. That was a really... What a day, you know?
That is exactly how I was hoping things would go.
Well, it did. It really did.
For
Except
my entertainment.
For the shot down the underpants.
Yeah.
I could have done that.
He could have. Mm-hmm. He could have taken a shot of his genitalia, and I'd have been like...
Oh, I know this dick.
Whose peen is this? Why is there...
I don't think that's mine. Honey, is this mine?
Does that look like me, does it? I didn't accidentally...
Is that Mr. Dems?
Who is that?
Oh, bushier than I thought.
Yeah, because I'm shaved.
Yeah, that's not me. I'm shaved. Yeah. There's no way that's me.
Yeah, he's au naturel. He lets it fly.
Oh, I'm so glad it went like this.
And I couldn't believe it. When I walked into that gym, 2 minutes after he'd pulled away, I was like, oh, God.
My phone.
That's going to be such an ordeal because I had to get back. Yep. All over the place.
You know, if this life was a movie or a sitcom or what have you, you would be a bumbling dad because you forget so many things. Too many important things.
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time. My wife's always like...
This is why you're such a slave to routine because if anything changes, you are lost.
100% right.
And you cannot... what's the word? Improvise.
That's right. And I was trying to make so sure that I had everything. I put everything in the gym bag so I would have it. I didn't want anybody to be inconvenienced. And it was the one thing I really needed, you know, the phone.
Out of your gym pant pocket.
Right out of the gym pant pocket. That had to be that clunk. Mm-hmm. Unless Barry's laying out there now, it had to be that.
It was dark.
I didn't see him this morning.